Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is May the 28th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Job, chapters 13 to 15. The grand question, is there life after death? We read in Job chapter 14, verses 14 and 15 like this. If a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my heart service, I will wait till my change comes. You shall call and I will answer you. You shall desire the works of your hands. If there has been one single question that has plagued people throughout the ages, it is whether there is life after death. Job asked the same question as he contemplated his sufferings. He believed that death would end his pain, but then the question was whether it would also end his existence as well. In other places, Job had described death as the way of no return and the king of terrors. So it does appear that at times, Job did not have a particularly positive outlook as he faced the end of his life. However, when we read about Job's perspective on death, we should note that he was less knowledgeable in these matters than God's people in our current times. It is obvious that he did not have any access to any written portion of scripture, and he was unfamiliar with the work of Jesus Christ to deliver people from sin and death. Yet, even after these important truths, Job had a certain confidence that he would see God after death. In fact, his stirring declaration of faith, beginning with the words, "I know that my Redeemer lives," has proved hope for a generation of believers. Though Job does not know God's plan of salvation as revealed fully in the New Testament, he has a profound realization of what must be involved in such a plan. He is so close, yet he cannot see that God's only possible righteous way of atonement will be to accept the complete sacrifice of one who is both God and sinless man as a substitute for the deserved punishment of sinners. However, Job's question, "If a man dies, shall he live again?" is answered with an emphatic yes by the Lord Jesus Christ and the New Testament authors. Whatever questions about death may have lingered in the days of Job, we know that God sent his son Jesus Christ to grant eternal life for those who believed in him. John chapter 3 verse 16. In fact, our Lord Jesus Christ has declared, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." For this reason alone, in the midst of our grief and mourning, we can actually celebrate over the lives and legacy of our friends and loved ones who have died in Christ. Our Lord Jesus has promised eternal life to all believers who accept his substitutionary death on their behalf. It is to them that Jesus has promised an eternal life that is free from all tears, sorrow and pain. So when it comes to the issue of death, Christian believers have hope concerning the future and can boldly say this with Apostle Paul, "The sting of death is sin and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Even though the truth about resurrection was not fully revealed in the Old Testament days, Job still rested his hope on God. God has revealed the blessed hope that his people have because of faith in Jesus Christ. And Apostle Paul has clearly answered Job's age-old question that there is life after death and death is just being asleep in Jesus. That we read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verses 13 to 18. "But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words."